things that we've done for quite a number of years in this affiliate, and I've had a lot of fun doing it. And I've had a lot of fun doing this, by the way, on a national level, as our national representative, is serving on a scholarship committee. You meet some of the most interesting people on that committee, not only your colleagues on the committee, but the people that we meet as a result of applicants to the scholarship program, both state and nationally. I found this to be just a joy to meet new young people and sometimes non-traditional students. I love that phrase. It means you're old. To meet non-traditional students who are now seeking new careers or first careers or whatever, and to give and take with the new generation of our federation, the issues of blindness today, issues of blindness yesterday, and just how we're doing as people. We've been doing this in New York now, my recollection is, since 1989, and I've just found that each year we get a more dynamic group of people coming through. I was going to say young people, but they're not all young. So people coming through. And it's been since that time, since 1989, there's been a veteran chair of that committee. I think perhaps he's, and an email that I sent to the committee, I said he's chaired the committee for umpteen years, because I don't know the number, but I think it's since the beginning. And to present the class of 2006 to this convention, I give you Ray Wayne.
We have two Catherines, and we're supposed to have a Kathleen, but we only have two Catherines. Two of the scholarship winners, no, three of the scholarship winners' last names start with C. No, I got that wrong. Oh, and one starts with M. It's supposed to be three with C and two with M, which is three with C and one with M. Yeah, stick to sports trivia. We've been proud, and it was around 89 or 90, I don't recall exactly when. Oh, let me say who the scholarship committee is also. It's Adrienne Ash, who's not here because she's in seven other places, Lucy Cox, Romeo Edmead, Mindy Jacobson, Charlie Richardson, Mike Robinson, and myself. And I'd like you guys to spend as much time and get to know the scholarship winners, especially the ones you don't know. Let's see, Mindy, you're with Katie this morning, or you
yes,
will be?
Yes, I will be.
Okay.
There's a seat for Katie, right to Mindy next to Mindy.
Okay. Yeah, Katie, there's a seat next to Mindy for you. Charlie, can you be with Bob? Charlie, are you here? Okay.
They should sit together.
How about, yeah. You guys should sit together. The people, whoever I just said, should sit together. Lucy, can be with Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. You guys should sit together. Everybody's like on opposite sides of the room. And, Red Kate. Everybody knows Kate. Red Kate with...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I sort of don't have the advantage of anonymity here.
Not quite.
It's Kate M.
Right, it's Kate M. Kate M.
She's an anonymous.
Kate M. Okay.
I've been on the committee in the past.
Kate, can you be with me?
Okay.
Is there enough room? I've forgotten somebody, I'm sorry.
No, I don't.
Romeo.
All right, Kate, you can be with Romeo. You guys can get to know each other.
Yeah, right.
And
Romeo, where are you?
Well, and I'll switch them around during the student division lunch. So I want you guys to you know, get to know each other, ask questions, do so in a whisper, please.
Are you bringing them up here now?
Yes, yeah. I'm going to ask each of you, I'm going to take you in alphabetical order by last name. I'm going to ask each of you to come up. You can.
Hey, Mindy.
Yes.
Give a shout out, Katie's looking for you.
Oh, okay, yeah, they're all coming up anyway, so when she comes up here.
We just won't let her go.
Yeah, we'll keep her.
I think she wasn't sure where, you know, she was.
I understand.
I'm just going to go. Well, Mindy, you all heard Mindy. I just want to be sure you all know where the front table is, because when I'm on mic, you can't really hear.
Yeah, this is the front table where I'm yelling from. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
And you can come around either way, at least I think you can.
Better to go to the left.
Better to go around my way, though.
Better to go to the left.
Go to your left. Go where Mindy is and come around by her.
Who do you want?
It's a better way to do it. All right, I'm going to take them in alphabetical order, so that'll be Katie, then Teresa, then Bob, and then Kate. Okay, I just want each of you to say 1 to 2 minutes. I don't have a stopwatch, so I'm not going to time you, but please, you know, keep it relatively brief. Is nobody, I don't think there's anybody from Harvard or Yale here, so it won't be too loquacious. And just say, tell us about yourself. Tell us where you go to school, what your career aspirations are, anything else that you care to say. All right, Katie Carroll.
This way. Come along up here. Turn my voice. Yeah, you should all just come on up here and line up back here. Come around. Katie?
She's coming.
Oh, all right. Sorry. I had somebody here, so I
Thank you. thank you so much to the scholarship committee for nominating the scholarship winner for this year. Thank you to the NFB, because without it, I wouldn't be here. I'm just writing something that was said by one of the NFB members, that if it wasn't for the NFB, probably blind people wouldn't be getting these benefits of going to school, like into regular schools, like sighted people. Probably there were some other things that would be hindering us from going to school, like trying to be the health, we wouldn't pass the health test because of our vision. But right now, the NFB, we've come a long way, and we can have these opportunities to advance our education to as much as we want. I'm one of the non-traditional students, meaning all.
Where those young people make it all
together. I'm the student advisor, and I am in the combined BA MA program, and I'm a mathematics major, and I intend to teach high school. And I've got a lot of support from the NFB, and I've also got in contact with the blind educators, and I really support the NFB's goals, and I wish I could inspire somebody else. Thank you so much.
Today's also Teresa's birthday, and she's not old, because if she is, I'm older.
You're older.
I don't think
that I will be staying in education forever. My undergraduate degree and my first love is linguistics, and a linguistics and Asian studies major. So I imagine I will eventually either go back to that or go back and get another degree, more money, in speech pathology and language, and then work with kids with speech impairments. That's the long-term goal. So that's me. But in the meantime, I'm finishing my master's in ed to teach kindergarten.
Thank you, and congratulations to all the scholarship winners. And we will be hearing from you this evening at the banquet, at which we will present the actual scholarships.